Samantha Stevens, entertainment chairman? Oh, why pull a dirty trick like this on an innocent young bride like her, huh?
Because only an innocent young bride like her would fall for a dirty trick like this. Besides, it's for a worthy project, isn't it?
You don't have to sell the hospital relief fund to us. Don't forget, we're the ones who stuck you with entertainment chairman last year.
Well, believe me, it was a lot tougher hiring professional talent with the kind of budget I had. This year, the committee has set aside $50. Samantha, over here.
Oh,
I'm sorry I'm late, but on the way across town, I saw the cutest hat.
Oh, that's all right. We haven't ordered yet.
What hat?
Oh, it didn't do a thing for me. But don't you love the purse and shoes that went with it?
You're the best dressed chairman our hospital fund ever had.
Me? Chairman?
Congratulations.
Oh, you'll do a great job.
Thank you. It's a great honor. I'll do my best.
Waiter? Garçon?
Somebody. Why do we eat here? You can never get a waiter.
Did you see that?
I certainly did. It was almost like magic. Change.
Thank you. They really did it to you, huh?
Oh, I don't mind buying lunch.
No, not that. The entertainment chairman. They always stick the new ones with the tough jobs. PTA, the Friends of the Library, the Garden Club, the Bird Watchers. Any group of women that gets together to do something sooner or later does it at one of my tables.
You sound like you know a lot about women.
When they're in groups. How much did they allow you to spend on entertainment? $50?
How did you...
I'm an eavesdropper. And that's lucky for you. I happen to have a friend.
Who'd be willing to do what for my $50?
Magic. He's a magician.
Is he any good?
Good? He's better than good. He's adequate.
Well, for $50, I can't expect to get Harry Houdini, can I? What's his phone number?
Oh, he hasn't got a phone, but here's his address.
Goodbye, Buster.
Roxy, wait.
I've done enough waiting. I'm leaving. And when you sober up, don't come crawling back, because Roxy's headed up to here. Out of my way, sister.
I'm looking for the great Zeno.
You found him, and you can have him.
Mr. Zeno?
Oh, come in.
Mr. Zeno?
Not Mr., just Zeno. The great Zeno.
Norman, the waiter, sent me.
Correction. Norman, the guardian angel of fools and tired vaudeville acts. Welcome to my home, such as it is. Won't you sit down,
Mrs. Stevens.
Oh, how do you do? How do you
Your friend Norman said that you'd entertain at our hospital benefit for $50.
Good old Norman. You know, between the two of us, I'd have done it for 30. Sorry that you had to come all the way down. But ever since they took the phone, I don't know, for some reason they took
it. Well, I understand. Here. $50. Is it a deal?
It's a deal. Shall we seal it with a nip? I'll fix your drink.
Oh, no, thank you. I've just finished lunch.
This is my lunch. And for dessert...
What are we celebrating? Johnny Appleseed's birthday?
No, the end of a beautiful friendship. My associate, Miss Roxy Ames, She's decided to take her talents elsewhere. Lovely girl. Oh, it's really not her fault. You see, I have this problem.
Oh, I had noticed.
Oh, I don't mean this now. This is just something that I do between engagements. My last real engagement was Hartford 4 years ago. That's my problem.
That was your problem. You have a job now.
You know, I won't kid you that I don't need the money. What I really need is to get out there in front of an audience. I'll surprise you. I used to be good before I had this run of bad luck.
I'm sorry.
Oh, save your pity. I can still... Oh, well, these are old. They're like rags. But here's one. Here's one that the kids just love. Oh, they go... They break an awful lot of glasses at home trying it till they get it, but... Oh, now, wait a minute. I guess I hit that just a little too hard. Here, let me try it again. See? But I do better stuff than that.
I'm sure you do. And the job's yours.
Well.
But you've got to promise. No more.
Ah, I'll drink to that one. Eesh.
Something the matter?
Either I'm tighter than I think I am, or I've got the DTs. Oh, boy. I don't know about you, Buster, but I need a drink.
First time anyone's called me Buster.
Oh, I didn't mean you. I meant... Is he still there? He's gone.
What's the matter? Are you seeing things?
I sure am. Sister Stevens, I finally seen the light.
Hallelujah.
Mrs. Kravitz, have you seen my wife lately?
Kiss me for a dollar and I'll tell you.
Only a dollar?
Oh, come on, be a sport. Chalk it up to charity. They only let me in the kissing booth on coffee breaks.
Right? Well? Well. Hey, I thought you were on the entertainment committee.
Wasn't that entertaining? I had to try for two.
Mr. Yeah. Stevens, if you don't want to buy any more kisses, would you mind stepping aside for those of us who do?
Oh, certainly, Dr. Clark. I regret that I have but one wife to give to your hospital.
Thank you, dearie. I'll take over from here.
Certainly.
Gentlemen, this booth does not give refunds.
Mr. Zeno, may I come in?
Please go away.
It's Samantha Stevens, your friendly neighborhood chairman.
Oh, come in.
Hi. You ready?
I kept hoping she'd show up. She did the last time. Or maybe it was the time before that, I don't know.
You're the magician. You don't need anybody.
Roxy dresses up the act, and I do need her.
Anybody who'd wear a little costume like that wouldn't dress up the act. She'd steal it from you.
But that's the gimmick. While they're watching her, they're not paying too much attention to what I'm doing. You see, I'm a pretty rotten magician.
Nonsense. I bet your act is just as good without her.
You don't know much about magic.
Oh, I do. It's sort of a hobby with our family.
Hey, that's pretty good. How'd you do that?
Even we amateurs know better than to tell the tricks of the trade.
Look, I can't go out there alone. Would you take Roxy's place and help me?
In that costume? I couldn't.
Well, that's that then. Here's what's left of the 50 you gave me. I'll pay you the rest as soon as I get it.
Wait.
What for?
You mean you won't go on if I don't go out there with you?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
thanks to our entertainment chairman, Mrs. Darren Stevens, we have a special magic act tonight that is full of surprises. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Zeno. Oh, Ruth, the curtain, Ruth.
Beautiful lady deserves beautiful flowers. Next, a vase. Or is it vase? And here it is. Oh, and here it was. And no applause. I told you I'd flop.
Do the next trick.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take this rope and cut it in half with this pair of scissors.
Oh, that's wrong.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And bring the two separate pieces back together again by magic. Voila! One piece of rope.
Did you see that? All of a sudden, he's caught. And she gave him a funny look.
Yeah, you should look so funny.
And what would a magic act be without the old rabbit from the hat trick? A few passes of the magic wand. And...
I saw rabbits jumping before.
Backward?
Mrs. Stevens really did it this time. I mean, she certainly found this a clever act.
The fact remains that my magician was so good that the girls want me to handle the whole show next year.
The fact remains that you did Zeno's magic act for him last night, didn't you?
Not all of it. I just helped him because he was so scared. He's such a sweet little man, and I couldn't stand to see him fail. To us, it's just a show, but to him...
I know, sweetheart, and I'm very proud of you. I just wish you hadn't had to reach back into your old bag of tricks, that's all.
Hello? Oh, Zeno! Good for you! Zeno's got a job, a real one. On television? He's a last-minute substitute on Variety Showcase. Oh, I couldn't. Zeno, you'll do very well without me.
That's right, darling. You gotta push him out of the nest, let him fly on their own.
Hold on a minute. You're absolutely right. Zeno has to learn how to fly under his own power.
Good girl. Oh, by the way, I've got an important meeting tonight with a client, so I'll be home late.
I understand. Hello? You still there? What's that I hear in the background? Do I hear glasses clinking? Zeno, I thought you'd given up bars. Oh, I can't. I promised my husband. Oh...
Zeno, don't cry.
All right. All right, I'll come to your rehearsal. Yes. Bye.
It's funny, I've been watching the Stevens house for an hour now, and she's not up to anything.
Never is. It's all in your imagination. Say, I saw it advertised on television. That little magician is going to be on Variety Showcase tonight.
You see?
No, I don't see.
She got him on television. You'll see.
No, I won't. He's on opposite the basketball game.
She must have arranged it. I bet if you went down to the television studio right now, you'd find Mrs. Stevens and she'd be up to something.
Hi there, Mr. Zeno. How's everything going?
Oh, never better. The guy was just here telling me how crazy they are about the act.
I knew you could do it.
Yeah, sure. After all, it's no different from the hospital benefit.
That's the spirit.
Oh, who am I kidding? The great Zeno, I was never great. The other night, I still can't figure out how I pulled that one off. It must have been having you out there looking smiling and pretty that gave me confidence. It was a fluke, a once-in-a-lifetime. I'll never get through it.
Of course you will. You just have to believe in yourself.
Will you stay for the show?
Yes.
You know, win or lose, I'd like you to know something. You're a very nice lady.
Good luck.
Thanks. All right, wise guy, where's your mysterious Mrs. Stevens?
She's got to be here. She wasn't home.
Well, that makes sense. Take it, Carol.
Zeno, baby! Oh, I came just as soon as I heard the good news. You must be getting a bundle.
Shh. Well, you don't seem too happy to see me.
Oh, of course I am, Roxy. It's just that we're on the air.
Oh, I know. Don't you worry, doll. When Roxy gets out there and gives out with the old personality, we'll come on strong.
Where's my dressing room?
I think I remembered everything. Roxy, what's this little character doing?
Roxy, she's a friend of mine.
Friend? Well, that's a new word for it.
Roxy.
After all the years I carried you in this stale act, now when you finally luck into a decent booking, you brush Roxy for her.
Hey, what's going on here? Hold it down. We're on the air.
You don't need anyone but me. Tell her.
Never mind, Zeno. I'll leave.
Oh, no. I want you to stay.
I want her to go.
Now, look, Roxy, we're on in a minute. Please, go get your costume. That's the girl. Well, you said everything would be all right all along.
It will be.
Yeah.
Be around here somewhere.
What do you think? The magician's going to pull her out of his hat?
Now, on this next trick, tell them to keep the camera on me alone, because I'm doing the most important stuff. Until I hand the tray, then go to your two shot.
Boy, this dame is murder.
She is sure of herself.
She's hogging the whole bit. Why doesn't Zeno stop her?
Watch it, stupid. You're getting it all over me.
Sorry.
The old guy's a little rusty, but don't worry. I know how to cover for him.
Roxy, you're killing me. Why?
Because this is little Roxy's big chance, you jerk. I'm out to get a regular spot as the Variety Showcase girl.
And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, boy. This is brutal. I watched the run-through. He'd have been better off without her.
I thought I told you to get lost.
Give me that.
Roxy.
Aha! See that? See? She's here. What do you say to that?
I say, you made me lose the basketball game.
Get off the stage, sister, or 40 million people are going to see how you look with no teeth.
My assistant will place her hand into the empty fishbowl and draw out a surprise.
I can't get my hand out.
Don't worry, I'll cover for you. And out! We caught a big one, didn't we? Well, while we're waiting for the surprise, ladies and gentlemen, I have here...
Oh! This is even better than the basketball game.
How about that, folks? A magician and a comedy act, both for the price of one.
Can't tell me that was just an accident.
Who cares? It's the first good trick in the act.
You did that on purpose.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, what would a magic act be without the egg in the hat trick? An ordinary hat and an ordinary hen egg. Observe the ordinary hen egg and an ordinary table knife. We take the magic wand, stir gently, and... voila! See how it's grown.
Come on, let's hear it, huh, for the great Zeno!
And that, they love you.
What happened to Roxy?
Don't you worry, she'll be back. Now, this is your big moment. You go out there and make the most of it.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
I'm giving up show business. You don't need me. You don't need anybody. You're good.
He is good.
Darren.
Good for the next 13 weeks.
Who told you so?
My client, the sponsor.
Your client? You got Zeno this job?
We did.
What happened to your meeting?
I had a feeling you wouldn't be able to stay out of this.
Oh, now, Darren, that's not fair. I just came down to wish Zeno good luck.
Oh, come on, Sam. I've been watching you from the sponsor's booth.
You have?
Yes, I have. And from now on, the only one who's going to be doing any magic on the show is the magician. And I'm here to see that you keep your nose out of his business.
Now, today's newspaper. We place it on top and turn it over. We rub a little. Samantha!
I can't help it. I have to sneeze.
The power of the press.
Or we're out of our minds.
Don't talk plural. I'm hypnotized. You're out of your mind.
Darren? Darren, I'm sleepy.
Well, why don't you go to bed, sweetheart? I'll be along just as soon as I get this trick. I think I'm getting the hang of it.
I guess I'll go to bed.
Sam, I did it. I did it.
At least I think I did.
Darren! Up here, sweetheart.